Today's reading is in John chapter 5, verse 19. John chapter 5, beginning in verse 19. So Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, a son can do nothing of his own accord, but only what he sees the Father doing. For whatever the Father does, that the Son does likewise. For the Father loves the Son, and shows him all that he himself is doing. And greater works than these you will show him, we will show him, so that you may marvel. For as the Father raises the dead and gives them life, so also the Son gives life to whom he will. The Father judges no one, but has given all judgment to the Son, that all may honor the Son, just as they honor the Father. Whoever does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life. He does not come into judgment, but has passed from death to life. Truly, truly, I say to you, an hour is coming, and is now here, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son also to have life in himself. And he has given him authority to execute judgment, because he is the Son of Man. Do not marvel at this, for an hour is coming when all who are in the tombs will hear his voice and come out, those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of judgment." This section goes well with some of the thoughts that we were discussing in class last night, with Jesus bringing good news, bringing life, which was the Word. And so what he's saying today is you have to hear the Word and believe, and then you would be acting upon that so that you can be part of that resurrection to life. This was one of the primary works of Jesus in coming to this earth, was to deliver the Word, speak the things of the Father, reveal the Father. And so it's important for us to realize this work and not just think of Jesus as the Lamb of God and being the sacrifice, even though that is extremely important. We kind of need to look for the whole Jesus, you know, seeing all these different things that he did. But this reading today is right after the healing of the lame man and the Jews' reaction when Jesus explains his relationship with the Father. Remember that they didn't like him calling himself the Son of God because that made him equal with God. At least they got that part correct. You know, Paul expresses that to us, that he did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped. And so, you know, he's describing to us that the Father gives life, the Son brings life, and that's really the way we should think of God, as the life bringer. I realize that we focus on, well, if we don't do right, then he will condemn us. But we also need to remember that God is a life bringer. In Isaiah chapter 55, he was talking about the cycle where you have water that comes and rains the earth, and then you have the fruitfulness of the earth that comes up out of that. That's God giving life. You had the word that comes to us, it sprouts in the hearts of those that believe, and it brings life. And so Jesus says he and God both are doing this. And the reality is that when we realize this and we follow it, we are honoring them for that particular work by the way that we live. We honor them by being obedient to that wonderful gospel that brings happiness, joy, peace, gladness. So again, he says, "Whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life. He does not come into judgment, but is passed from death to life." So hearing and believing means that we, number one, can't avoid judgment. Number two, we can pass from death to life. If you go back to chapter 4, during the exchange between Jesus and the Samaritan woman in verse 21, he said, "Woman, believe me, the hour is coming when neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem will you worship the Father. You worship what you do not know, we worship what we know. But the hour is coming and is now here when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth." So Jesus with the Samaritan woman was revealing some things that, yes, were effective now, as well as what was going to change and be effective later. Again, Jesus is doing something very similar here when he informs them and us in that same idea that he's telling us what will come, and he's informing us about those things when he says, an hour is coming and is now here when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. So first he says, whoever hears my word and believes has eternal life. Then he says, there's a time when even the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. So an hour is coming. That's what he's telling them here. But he doesn't just stop there, and he's not talking about the dead getting to hear and change it. No, it says in verse 29 that they will come out, and those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of judgment. So it would have been something that happened while they were alive, something they did before they died. So there'll be that hour in which all will hear his voice, and they will come out of the graves, and then they will receive their fate. Another concept that Brother Robert brought up last night in class was the language that tells us that we must do something while we have the opportunity. While it's there. While, and he related it to advertisement, while supplies last. And I added to that, for a limited time. You know, we don't know how much time we have. Today is all I have. Like, yesterday is gone and tomorrow is not yet. Today is what I have. And while it is today, we need to hear his voice. We need to obey. We need to do these things. We need to make sure that we are ready and willing to do what's necessary. Don't put it off. Procrastination is the enemy of the Christian life. So the hearing his voice must come now so that we can pass from death to life. Understand that he's also revealing that everyone will be resurrected. But that doesn't mean everyone will be resurrected to eternal life in heaven. He's saying everyone will be resurrected and then they will be separated. Jesus has the power over life and death. And that power is what backs up this spiritual teaching that he is sharing right here. When Jesus was resurrected, he had victory over death itself. We must have a sense of anticipation, a sense of readiness regarding our eternal fate. And that means that if today something is amiss that is separating from me from God, I need to do something about it today. I need to get down on my knees right now and start praying. We need to deal with it. Even though this was written so long ago, you and I are reading it now, and we need to take that today to heart. We need to take the urgency that is within his words to heart, even though it's been 2,000 years. And perhaps that's what we need to be praying about today. Not just to repent if we need to, but we need to pray that we do what is necessary to be ready, that we want to be found faithful on that day. We want to be part of the resurrection to eternal life in heaven, where we will experience the greatness, the glory, and the amazing nature of our God. Something that you and I can't really grasp right now, how incredible that's going to be. We need to realize just how important it is to serve God today while I have that opportunity. Thank you for listening today, and I ask that, as always, you continue in prayer that God may be with us all.